theme music now. We have theme music.
I can't even see the screen.
I was gonna say, why? I haven't heard that before.
I can't see the screen.
You're not supposed to look at the screen.
I look at the screen the entire time to see how good I look.
Adam Lieberman
is so upset.
Adam Lieberman, you would think one of his favorite guests would be Christina Lauren.
She is. And yes, she is. She's my favorite and my least favorite.
Because you hate the seating arrangement.
Yes.
I liked it when she comes. It's ever like, have you ever
and
had.
And she did it purposely. Let's call it what it is.
Have you ever had a cat and a dog at the same time? And the cat,
yes.
The cat will go into the dog's bed, and the dog's just like, "Fuck,
this is this right
That's
now."
That's what this is.
Yeah.
I literally came in, and no one was in here, and I'm like, "I'm gonna sit in his chair."
Yeah, I like that.
Are you trying to get me down the road to talk about pussy, John? Is that what you're trying to do?
We had Don Johnson on yesterday. He's like a world famous like gambler.
Uh-huh.
This guy bets $100,000 a hand.
Can't
when
relate.
He plays blackjack.
Wait. I'll take it a step further.
Go
today or the. The lottery, the billion-dollar lotto, he bought $1.5 million worth of tickets.
Yeah.
That's
because it's over a billion now.
It's over a billion dollars. So.
Wow. The fact that he has that much money to spend on lotto tickets is
it's crazy,
hard
right?
to grasp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were talking about horse racing yesterday, and he owns some horses, and he bets on horses all the time. And I said, I love horse racing, and I bet on horses that have cat names. I know that's everyone's reaction.
But that's a true
but
story.
But it is true. Like, I bet on, like, Home Run Kitten. She's a pretty kitty. Well, no, I just, because I like cats, and it's just, I like taking the emotion out of the horse racing, because there's 10 fucking horses to pick from or whatever. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to handicap them. I don't know how to handicap them. So I just pick names. So yeah. I just go with horses with the cat names. Catherine's Hope.
Oh, my God. You know,
Catalina,
whatever, yeah.
Anything
Kitten's
cat
Joy,
related.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And Lion's Hope or whatever. Like, there's a whole bunch of them. Tiger, Mistress Tiger. There's all kinds of weird fucking horse. Yeah.
Just
so,
strictly
but
based off the
he thought
name.
I was like speaking code for pussy or something. So
and his next comment was, "Are you trying to lead me down the road to start talking about pussy?"
Yeah.
And we're like, "No."
Yeah. I was like, "No. I'm legit. Like, I bet on horses with cat names." And then it wasn't until I said, "What about Stormcat?" Because Stormcat was like a really famous racehorse. And then he was like, "Oh, yeah, Stormcat was a champion." I'm like, "Right." And so then he had little babies, and they always name them something connected to a cat, you know? So, like, if it is a horse with a cat name, its great, 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 great grandfather was probably Stormcat.
That makes sense.
Right.
And if you were to have a horse,
yeah,
own a horse, what would your horse's name be?
Ooh, I don't know. It would definitely be a cat name, of course.
Sticky Cat.
It would definitely be Sticky Paws. I'm buying a racehorse now. I'm buying a racehorse. Dave Manley, where's my camera, George? Where am I? Right here. Dave Manley from MMA Bobblehead. He used to own racehorses. We are partnering up on a racehorse that's going to be Sticky Paws.
Larry's, my cousin Larry, his in-laws own, I want to say like 15, 20 racehorses.
Really?
Yeah. They're all down in the Equestrian Center in LA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Let's get to the good stuff.
Yeah. So let me preface it here. So you sent me a text last week and say Christina Lauren's going to be on the show. And,
right.
And what was my comment back to you?
You said so soon?
I was like, okay. Wasn't she just on? We had her on prior to the 24 hour. We had her on the 24 hour.
Right.
Okay. What's going on? She got arrested. What?
Yeah.
I knew nothing.
Jailbird Christina.
One of my favorite things recently has been sending people the photo. And just with no explanation, because I want to know what my
friends...
That's
what you did to me, I think.
I think I might have. I just want to know what people would think I'd wind up in jail for.
Right, right.
Yeah, okay.
Matter of fact, we have... Christina, inmate number... Wait, is that actually the number?
No, I just made it up.
Do you have the photo? Can you put it up or no? Do you have it? There it is.
Oh,
all right,
God.
So inmate... That's hilarious.
Wow.
Oh, Christina.
Oh.
Can you... Wait. Are you going to keep this probably?
Yeah. Well, right. I was definitely going to bring it for you guys. I'm like, I feel like this should be framed somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I want to frame it and put it like.
Me, I'll make a copy
like
of
that.
It.
Yeah, make a copy or something. All right.
I mean, there's your new fearless as fuck set right there.
Right?
Oh, God.
Okay, so walk us through this.
But before you get too, go too far, Ricky's over here. Now, were you part of this as well? Did you get arrested? Okay, all right.
No, Ricky had nothing to do with this.
Okay.
Obviously wanted to follow my footsteps, I guess.
Okay. Well, yeah, we know that. But yeah, okay. Yeah. But this wasn't. All right.
Oh my God.
All right. So
give it to us.
How did this happen?
I got a new car back early this year.
Yeah.
And I bought the car in California.
The Mustang.
I got the white Mustang. The white Mustang.
Yeah.
And it's a little complicated. I'm not really sure exactly why this is this way, but I got the car out of state. And so what was going to happen was they were going to contact the DMV and do all this stuff, the re-registration or whatever.
Yep.
And the mail, they mail my plates to me. Immediately, so I don't have to go to the DMV to re-register the car. So I'm waiting for my.
And it has California plates, or it has.
They took my car with California plates.
Right.
In exchange for my car for the new Mustang.
Yep.
And so they were going to send me back Nevada plates.
Okay.
It was a weird thing, but that's the way it worked. And so I was waiting on the plates. Plates get lost. And they don't make it to me. And they say that they were signed for and delivered. I call the dealership. They say that we shipped it to your address. Someone signed for it. I'm like, I didn't sign for it. I haven't gotten them. Can you guys figure out where it is? So they give me the FedEx number. I call FedEx. FedEx tells me that it did get delivered and it was signed for. And I'm like, no, it didn't. And I'm giving them my address. And they're like, well, the address we have here is not your address. And so I give them a few different addresses of where it could possibly be. That's not there either. And they were like, okay, you have to have the dealership call us and we can release that information to them because of privacy.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm going round and round and round. And then long story short, they wind up telling me that they are going to recover them. And then they tell me that they lost them, that FedEx lost them, and that they're at some hub in California. So in my mind, they're still in FedEx's possession. I'm not going to waste my time going and sitting at the DMV. I'll just wait, which is my mistake. I mean, I should have just gone and been more proactive about this. And I let a few months go. But.
And you have temporary plates on?
Yes, temporary plates. Okay. And my registration is up to date. I just don't have the physical plates. I have all the emails. So.
Yep.
Long story short, I literally finally put it in my calendar just to go get it done. Like, if it's not in my calendar, it will not get done. So I did it. And that's the week I get pulled over. And so I'm driving to Ricky and I get pulled over.
What time of day?
9 a.m.
Okay.
And the cop pulls up behind me and I'm like, he's going to fucking turn his lights on. Just what? Like, I just felt it in my stomach. Oh. And he pulled me over and he, of course, it was about the plates. And so I told him the whole story and I showed him the emails and everything. And he's like, okay, let me go back and run your license. And he goes to run my license and he comes back and he tells me I have a warrant. And I laughed at him because
you're thinking like I have a warrant for the plates. Like
I don't get in trouble.
Right.
I think a warrant is like when you've like done
a criminal. Sure.
So, and he's like, I know you have a warrant since 2019 for LED halo headlights on your vehicle. I'm like, I don't have fucking lights.
Halo headlights.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, I don't have headlights. Like,
is that underneath but the
wait
car?
A minute. That, isn't an LED halo headlights or anything like that, isn't that just a fix-it ticket?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because what it was, what it wound up being, it was my ex's car.
Ah.
And I forgot about this because I was driving his car with him in it because he was high. So I was driving and we got pulled over and got the ticket because the lights were lit up a color that's illegal. But the thing is, you can change these. You can change them on the spot. It's not like it needs to go get. You don't need to go get the car fixed and like show something.
Yeah.
It's a setting. And so, but he took the ticket and I assumed he was going to take care of it. But turned out he never.
Shocker.
Never took care of the fucking ticket. And how do I fight that one? Technically, by law, if you get pulled over in someone's vehicle, whether it's yours or not, you're responsible for what happens in that car. So that ticket is under my name. So
that seems crazy, though, even because it's his car, though.
Right.
Whoever's operating the vehicle.
Yeah. And that's what the cop explained to me. He's like, you are responsible for making sure that car is street legal. Everything.
Got it.
So I'm like, I'm thinking that they're just going to slap me on the wrist. And then he goes back to the car. Another cop shows up and I'm like, okay, this is interesting.
It's never good.
And long story short, they pulled me out of the car and I was with my dog. So they like left the dog in the car and I'm like, okay, we needed you to stand in front of the camera in front of the cop car. I'm like, why? Like, I don't, everything was just running through my head. I've never,
you still at this point don't realize you're about to get arrested.
No. Right. No, I thought they were just,
yeah. Just for the future, those of you listening, if you ever get pulled over and a second car arrives, you are going to jail.
Yeah.
But yeah, keep going.
That's, was there a second car at Hollywood and Highland?
Yep.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, it was just I just felt it, but I just still was kind of in denial that this would actually happen over a fucking fix-it ticket. I wasn't getting caught with drugs or anything terrible.
Right.
But yeah, then the other cops are like looking at me, like kind of like sizing me up a little bit, and they're trying to be really nice, but I can tell they're kind of like surrounding me, and I'm like, you think I'm gonna bolt or something? But yeah, they basically said that there's some things that are out of their hands and we have to get this taken care of. And I'm like, okay, let's just go get it taken care of. Like, I'll go to court or whatever. And they're like, okay, well, is there anyone that can come get your dog? I was like, why? Let's bring him. Like, I'm so like.
Poor Oliver's in the car wondering what the fuck mommy's doing.
And of course, the other cop's like, oh, your golden retriever is so cute and just being so nice. So I'm just like, I don't know. Friendly conversation on the side of fucking St. Rose. I don't know. But yeah, before I knew it, like, it just happened so fast. All of a sudden, the guy has my hands and he's very aggressively putting handcuffs on. I was like, this shit's fucking like.
Yes, tight.
And I instantly start crying. Because it was just,
of course,
it was so disturbing to me that I had handcuffs. I don't ever intend to have handcuffs on me my entire life. On the side of the road,
right,
in trouble. Like, right. I just,
if they're not pink and fluffy, we don't intend to have these on.
Not the kind of handcuffs.
If you could turn on the crying floodgates before you get cuffed, you might get out of it. But keep going.
You know what though? I don't think so.
No, warrant.
Not a warrant. Yeah. Like a ticket, maybe, but not on a warrant.
Yeah, and he explained it to me too. He's like, this is.
Yeah.
I think he could tell it's like, it's
your
not.
First rodeo?
Yeah.
Or the, yeah.
And yeah.
Bullshit. And, well, they knew what it's for.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Well,
yeah, they know.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They know.
Did they?
Yeah. They did.
They know exactly what it's for.
But they had asked me, I was like in a sports bra and leggings. Like, do you have any clothes? I'm like, I'm wearing clothes.
Right.
But it's like, we have to patch you down. I'm like, this is so fucking embarrassing. So yeah, instantly start crying because I also am like starting to get fucking flashbacks of like the shithead, sorry, that has put me in multiple situations that are not favorable. And this was just a fucking another one that came to bite me in the ass.
Right.
So my frustration just like fucking just fumed. But luckily, and they let me call Ricky to come get my car and the dog's like, we have to impound the car and put your dog in animal control. And
oh,
I'm like,
fuck that.
No, fuck like, no. And thank God I was literally like a half mile from his house. So he just came and got my stuff. But
and they let you call him.
Yeah.
And so when you call him, what do you
in tears?
Well, I had texted him before they got me out of the car. And I'm like, I think I'm getting arrested.
Okay.
And yeah, and it's funny because like I had to do this for him once over something like that was so out of context as well, like same situation.
So you just wanted to experience that?
Oh my God! Yeah. But it was just
let's even up the scoreboard.
Like, you're not gonna believe what's happening right now.
Yeah,
but yeah, so they took me, and of course the guy in the car like wants to lecture me the whole way about how I should like not be driving with an unregistered vehicle. I'm like, it's registered. I'm like, I'm not going to talk about this right now, but yeah, I was in a jumpsuit within 10 minutes of being at that station.
A red jumpsuit, it looked like.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I walked in and started crying again because like there's just guys in cells screaming their heads off, like mental health issues. And that's sensitive for me already. It's heavy. It's fucking heavy.
Yeah.
And there's this guy like in there, like he sees me and he starts screaming like obscenities at me that he's like going to fuck me and like fuck the officer's daughter and just like doing all this like just crazy. And so I'm terrified. I know they're not gonna throw me in there,
of course,
like,
right.
But it's just
still scary.
I didn't expect to ever have to see something like this in real life,
right?
But yeah, they checked me in and I'm like, okay, so I'm just gonna have to like sit down and wait at like a desk or something, right? No, they instantly like brought me to the back and some mean lady cop hands me a stack of clothes and I'm like, wow, okay. Yeah. Start crying again. I walk into this like little disgusting ass bathroom and there's like a pair of underwear sitting on top that have just been like, they're not new. They were washed. Like somebody has fucking worn these. And she's like, you need to hurry up. And I'm like, I probably sound like such a little prima donna.
No,
not at all.
But like not okay.
It's like you're not even human.
Instantly not human. Like yeah. The second I walked in those doors, I was not a human anymore.
Yeah.
Like it was.
And they treat everyone as if
yes.
they are all equally
yes.
the same criminal.
100%. And that right. was very not alarming, but like shocking.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not even shocking because like, yeah, of course, like you're in jail, but I just never thought I'd be in that position. So it was like really hard. And yeah, they put me in there and then put me in the fucking like bullpen with like 10 other women. And I sat in the corner and I was like,
and this is first thing in the morning. This is
really, yeah,
this is not the way to start the day.
I just had my coffee and
right.
finish it. Like,
and did you end up having to spend the night?
It was 12 hours at the end of it because
that's what, how long it took to process you and get
yeah,
you to make bail.
I didn't even have a bail. Like after an hour of being there, a cop came over. He's like, I got your paperwork. You'll be out at 9. I'm like tonight. And they were, and he just looks at me. I'm like, I'm taking that as a yes. But, and then I called Ricky and he's like, no, I haven't gotten a hold of any bail bondsman person yet.
Right.
That must just mean that you're actually just going to get released. Like you can't get out any earlier because that's the next release time. I had just missed the morning time.
I've never heard of that before. Not that I have extensive experience with this, but that's how they do it. They're scheduled
releases.
Yeah.
OR bond.
Huh.
So when you have an OR bond, you don't have a bond. They release it.
Yeah. So I had no choice. I mean, there was no choice. Like I just had to sit there.
Oh my God.
And wait.
And that's just a lot of time to kill. I mean,
that's
literally
why I just kept
in
thinking.
The bullpen the entire time.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know if they were going to like move me because there were some girls in there that said that they had been in there for 3 days. And I'm like, in here? And they must not.
What day of the week was this?
It was a weekday. I can't remember. Oh. But it was just. I just prepared. Like, in my mind, I was like, some girl was going to try and fight me. I was going to get like raped. Like, I had all these like horrible.
Right.
Thoughts running through my head. And they make you sign a waiver beforehand that like asks you if you feel like you're in danger or if you feel like you're like prone to sexual abuse or anything like that. And I'm just like shaking. Like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. It was, maybe in my mind it was way more dramatic than it was, but to me that's pretty fucking dramatic.
It's pretty dramatic. Sure.
Yeah.
Did you end up talking like to the people in there? And you must after.
I did. And it was really ironic because there was two girls that like they looked normal to me. And I'm like, OK, this is OK. Maybe I can like wind up talking to these girls. And like I kind of caught wind of them talking to each other. So then like it felt better. There was some that like were just like, you know, on drugs and some were just sleeping the whole time. So you just didn't talk to them. But like didn't seem like there was anybody aggressive in there. And the two girls and I wound up having like really great discussions for like 4 or 5 hours about like spirituality and narcissism. And cause one of the girl's exes is the reason she wound up in there for something that was not her fault that she got pinned with. And it was like a wake up call to her. And so we wound up having like I felt like I was having a fucking podcast.
I was going to say, right, potential right. podcast guest.
No, yeah, honestly, yeah. We talked about it because yeah. I actually knew her who her boyfriend was. And I'm like, that's why you're in here? I'm like, and then I had this like weird out of body thought that I'm like, am I supposed to be in here for a reason? Like, I mean, I don't know what that could possibly be, but right. I'm like, okay, I can't get out anytime like soon. I might as well figure out what this is trying to teach me. And I kind of like, then I felt better because I'm like, okay, I've got just a few hours. Like, I might as well just think about my life. And
yeah,
I think you just hit the nail on the head. I really do. What you just said.
To think about your life?
No, I just think, you know, like you just said, was there a reason for this?
There has to be.
I really think you hit the nail on the head. It's the perspective of it. And I think I'm a believer, and now more than ever, that things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, you might not know what that reason is today, tomorrow, next week. But at some point in your life, you're going to be like, okay, I understand this happened, why this happened. This made me a stronger person long term.
Yeah. And I'm a big believer in that too, after everything that I've gone through. Because I wouldn't take it back because I like this person now. But I'm like, man, what was I doing to deserve this? Because that's the victim. That's the victim mentality. But I'm like, what brought me, like, what do I need to see? What do I need to experience? Like, who do I need to talk to? Am I going to meet somebody that has something to do with my future? Well, not, that sounds funny in jail, but like, conversation going to come up that has something to do with like something leading towards another thing? I just like that perspective. It just helps you get through life. And to be honest, I was in a pretty, not the greatest headspace the like weeks leading up to this happening. I was kind of like getting a little down on myself and overwhelmed and just, I, had fallen out of my like practices of like wellness and just gratitude and things like that. And I mean, that really like slapped me in the face big time. Because there are people who spend their, and yes, they've done it to themselves to some degree, but like there's people who have to look at those four walls for the rest of their lives and they don't get the opportunity to go do things. And here I am complaining about having to go work out for my career. Like get real. And I know we're all going to have those moments where we're sick of what we're doing, but it was really interesting because I'm like, wow, I get to leave. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It was
and
really
even when you just think of like how long you appreciate how long 12 hours is, like how many times have we watched like a court case or we hear of a drunk driving thing and like, and we, and I've done it too. He only got 15 years. Like I have actually said that multiple times, right? Yeah. Oh my God. He only got 15 years. That's a long fucking time. I mean, think about like, you even just said there was girls in there for 3 days. You can't even imagine doing 3 days.
No. And there were girls talking to other girls and they're like, because some girls went to court and like came back and they were like, oh, you got 3 years. You got off lucky. And I'm just like, me and the other girl are like, oh my God. Like we're here refusing to eat and drink water because we feel like we're being treated like dogs. This sweet girl, she like, one of the male cops had brought us by like a pitcher of water and was like handing out cups earlier. And then later on my friend, her Malia, she had asked a female cop for water and she points to the sink in the bathroom.
But I love how you just referenced
your my friend.
No, friend. Honestly, this, I look at the bathroom smelled like cat litter. Like there, it was fucking disgusting. The sink had like mold on it. She points to the sink and she goes, I'm not drinking out of there. And she goes, well, that's where the water comes from. And she's like, no, the gentleman earlier brought us a pitcher. And she goes, well, he gets the water from the same faucet. And she goes, would you drink from that faucet? And I'm like, and the cop just walks away. I'm like, oh my God, this is insane.
Yeah.
This is fucking insane. So I just refused.
I like that.
I wouldn't. It was just like, if I had to survive, yes. Okay. But like, no, hard pass. And I'm not expecting fucking gourmet food service, but wow. Like, I don't know if it was my nerves, but like one little bite of a meat patty, I want to throw up. And yeah, I'm like, no, I'm good. Yeah. I'm fine.
So then at 9 p.m., you get released.
Yeah.
And what is that like?
Crying again? Are we crying on release?
No, I just was like, I'm not going to get my hopes up. Like anything could change at this point. I instantly like adopted this mentality that I'm in here forever. But no, they pull you all out and they make you get dressed and then they do like a checkout process and they just give you all your things back and give you your court date. And then they open the door and send you on your merry way. And then hopefully you have a ride to pick you up kind of thing. And that's it. It was it. I'm just glad it wasn't Metro, and I'm just glad it was Henderson because I'm assuming that there are a lot worse jails to wind up in.
So wait, were you on Green Valley? Where were you?
Like downtown Henderson, like by Water Street.
By Wands.
By Wands. Yeah. Okay.
But and like, I mean, I was able to call Ricky all day. I didn't call anybody else because I didn't want anyone else getting
there's a phone in there, right?
Yes. But like when you call out, the person picking up the phone automatically gets an inmate from the Clark County, like, now, like, or an incarcerated inmate or something like that. And I was like, I don't want anyone to get that call. But he knew, so I just called him. So he was there when I was.
And you know his number by heart.
No, they let me write it down out of my phone.
Because I was going to say, that was something that was real interesting in just the thought process. Now, back in the day, you know, when you have rotary phones, long before you were, around.
Yeah.
But you knew people's numbers.
Yeah.
Like, I still know my number from when I was a child. 818-343-2811.
Well, I know my numbers. I don't know. Yeah. And but, I know my mom's.
Yeah. But you don't know.
That was my issue when I got arrested. The only number I memorized for whatever reason, because it was an easy number, was my friend Andrew Malton, who owned Metal Mobile. I knew his number by heart, and but so he was my only person I could call.
Everything's you go John Orlando, click.
Yeah.
I
know yours are 318.
I don't know your number.
And I don't know. And I don't
for
know
$1 million. I don't know your number.
No, and I don't know Eva's number. I know
Vanessa's.
I know it's an error.
Only because it's her Smith's number.
Well, you're constantly like punching
the Smith's number. It's so repetition. It's in there. I got it. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, when I want to take Eva's points at Smith, I do pull up that right. card, but but that's
yeah.
So, but no.
So now do you have to go to court? What's the deal?
So your friend really helped me.
Okay, good. Yes, David Cole. Well, let's give him a plug. Yes. David, shout out to David Kohlmeier from Las Vegas Legal Network. George, yes. maybe you could put up a graphic or something for Las Vegas. There it is. There it is. Yes. No, but he was helpful, right? He connected you to a lawyer.
Yeah, he helped me and the lawyer went to court for me.
Okay.
Went to court for me and was able to get that. I don't even know how he worked his magic, but the fine was like way down, like way less. And yeah, like thankfully, it was high. The price was fucking high.
That's crazy, right?
I know. And that's even more of a reason I was upset.
It's good they didn't impound the car because that's really nuts.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's an impound fee. And then like every day it's there, it's extra money. Like and if you get impounded on like a Friday, you are fucked because that car is not coming out till Monday. It's such a racket, man.
Yeah. So, I'm glad it's shitty, but I'm glad he was able to help, and I'm glad the whole situation wound up the way it was because I personally just don't think I should have to pay that ticket.
You got fingerprinted on the way in?
Yes.
Nice.
Even with that photo, like when they pulled me out a few hours later to go to like medical and like do all this stuff. I'm like, what can I possibly tell him to leave? I'm like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, when they were doing that, I'm like, this is insane. Even the guy like looked at the card. He's like, wow, they sure got the most dangerous criminal off the streets of Henderson today. And I'm like,
yeah,
so funny. Like,
yeah, not the time. Uh-huh. So
there it is.
Okay, so I'm a little naive. So you had a warrant from 2019. And I've seen this on cops and like Life PD and stuff.
Yeah.
People get pulled over and like, I didn't know I had a warrant.
Yeah.
Do they not send you like, I don't know, papers or anything?
Like a warrant
or something in the mail? I don't know. I'm just asking.
I think they send you one, you know, like the ticket, like, you know, you have to appear on this day.
Right.
If you don't appear on that day, it will go to a warrant and that's your warning. That's it.
Mm. I don't remember getting anything. But also back in 2019, that was the year that I moved here. And so like, it's quite possible it got just
Forwarding the mail anymore, right?
Who knows? Like it was a lot of transition. Like something could have gotten lost.
Yeah.
I don't think I even had, maybe it got sent to an old address in California. I don't know, but I never got it.
Right.
Or else if I had known that, I would have just gone. But, you know, he grabbed the ticket. It just disappeared. I just didn't think about it.
And, you know, I've seen him probably three times over the last month.
Kohlmeier?
No.
Who? The idiot?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen him.
Yeah. I saw him at Starbucks and I saw him twice at the grocery store.
He's banned from this place. He's not. He was scheduled to be on a show.
Shut up.
Yeah. He was scheduled to be on a show.
With Geo's?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Before he knew. He didn't know.
Oh, I know. I told him. I'm like, you can't schedule me and my ex for your same show. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We had no clue. You know, he didn't know who it was.
He also interviewed the girl that Devin cheated on me with.
Not knowing, obviously.
Not knowing. Right. I'm like, I hate it here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Gio.
Yeah.
Jeez, Gio.
Yeah. No. Now Xander's buddies with him. I saw Xander posted something with him or something. Whatever.
Lovely.
And he stands out, you know? It's not like he's...
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Well, it's good you're out of jail.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, I got my plates back, mentally? Too. Mentally?
Mm-hmm.
I'm great.
Good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm really good.
You know my story, right? My jail story?
The Hollywood Highland one?
Yeah.
I know the story, and I absolutely love the story.
Yeah. I just know that there were two cop cars there. That's all I know.
Oh, this.
So
here's the thing with John. John can take any situation that he's been in, and the way he delivers the story is just like, oh, my God. And so go ahead.
He should have delivered my story.
Bear with if you've heard this one before, you'll hear it again. But at least I'll tell it accurately again so you'll know I wasn't lying because it'll stack up the same story. So like back in like maybe in 07, something like that, I'm going to bowling in L.A. at Lucky Strike Bowling Alley on Hollywood and Highland.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm meeting up with Maurice Greene, who was an Olympic gold medalist, fastest man in the world for like 7 years, sprinter in the 100 meter. And I'm with a girl that just started working for me. And it's like my first time meeting her, maybe second time meeting her. And so we met at the office, and then we took my car to the bowling alley. Right next to the bowling alley, there's a gas station. So I pull in to get gas because we're like a little early, whatever. So I pull in to get gas and I open my car door and I have 1 foot on the floor, on the ground, you know, and I hear, get out of the car and get on the ground now. And I turn to her and I'm like, oh shit, something's going down over here. You know, I don't see the cop or anything. And then I do see like the lights, like, you know, the corner of my eye, I'm like, oh shit. And so I'm looking out my windshield, like, who is he looking at? Like, so I'm trying to figure out, like, who the fuck is this guy? Someone's in trouble over here, you know? And he's like, he keeps repeating it. And then I look at him and I'm like, me? And he's like, yes, you in the Mercedes. Get out of the car and get on the ground. And I'm like, okay. So I get out of the car, I got my hands up, and I'm on my knees. He says, get on your knees, you know? So I'm on my knees. And he says, face the cars. And I'm looking right at him. I go, I am. And he goes, no, your car. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I kind of like, you know, scoot. Do that. And the second I like scoot over to face my car, another cop came from out of nowhere. I guess it was like his partner. I didn't realize he was there. He literally, he says, John Orlando. I go, yep. And he grabs my arm. He puts it behind my back and he goes, you have a warrant for your arrest. And I'm like, impossible. There's no way. You know, I felt like you, like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. No chance. Mistaken identity. Something's wrong. So he stands me up and he says, do you have any ID on you? And I said, yeah.
I forgot this part of the story.
I said, yeah, it's in my wallet's in my left front pocket. And he goes, do I have permission to get it? I go, yeah, go ahead. So he goes and he's like, there's nothing in your pocket. And I'm like, oh fuck, sorry. It's in my inside pocket of my jacket, which is in my trunk. And he's like, do I have permission to open your trunk? I'm like, yeah, go ahead. So he opens up the trunk and now the other cop, oh, by the way, gun drawn when he first was behind his door, he's pointing a gun at me, get on the ground. Okay, whatever. So now that cop has now got the girl out of the car and he's talking to her. Okay. So he goes in the trunk, he gets my, he opens the trunk and he says, there's no jacket. And I'm like, oh fuck, sorry, I'm a little nervous. I remember, so I flew in from New York that day and I had a jacket on, and when I go through security, I put the jacket, you know, the wallet in the inside pocket, but I hate wearing jackets, hate them. And so when I was leaving, now I'm in LA and I was like, oh fuck, I don't need this jacket. And I just took it off as I was walking out the door and I threw it on the bed. So I forgot. Right. So he says, well, do you have any, so you have no ID. I said, well, I have a stack of business cards, like in the center console, you know, and he's like, a business card is not a proper form of identification in the state of California. No, I'm like, I said, well, you're the one that told me who I was, right? You're like John Orlando. Like, if there was a time to lie, it would have been then, right? Like, nope, not me. I'm not John Orlando, right? That wouldn't make sense. So clearly I'm me, right? So he says, so who is that girl? And I started to say my friend and then wanted to change it to my employee, which is what she was, whatever, you know. But I tried to change it like mid-sentence, so it came out all fucked up. Like it was like my friend employee. Like I can't even say it like that again, you know. And so he says, what's her name? And I say, Veronica. And he says, what's her last name? And I go, I don't know. And he says, well, when's her birthday? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. And he's like, so do you always know this much information about people that work for you? And I'm like, well, no. I'm like, my partner hired her, Gio. I'm like, you know, my partner hired her. I don't really know her. You know, I don't know. This is like my first time doing anything with her. I don't know. I met her at the office and we jumped in my car and here we are. So then he says, I hope all her answers are going to be the same as yours. And I said, well, I hope so too. Like, I don't know. You know, I don't know what to tell you. So then he's like, can I search the car? I'm like, yeah, search the car. There's nothing in there, you know. So he just looks through the car, whatever. So he says, okay, so he walks me back to the cop car, puts me in the back seat, which is really uncomfortable, wasn't it?
Like, yeah, it was
really
awkward.
Was yours plastic?
It's fucking plastic.
Fucking bullshit.
And my shoulder was like going numb by this
Can't
point
we get
too.
Some leather back there? Like some, give me a nice seat, for God's sakes. So I'm in the back of the cop car, and the one that pointed the gun at me is now talking to Veronica. Then he's the mean one. The nicer one was the partner, and now he's sitting in the front. And I said, so can you tell me what's the warrant for? And he says, I don't know. And I'm like, well, can you look and see? So he's on it, punching up, and he goes, it looks like you had an FTA back in 2003. And I'm like, an FTA? I don't know what that is. And he says, failure to appear. I said, okay, for what? And he's looking, and he's like, looks like you got pulled over for tinted windows. And I'm like, tinted windows? He's like, yeah, you had tinted windows. It was like a fix-it ticket. Fix-it ticket.
You get a gun drawn for a fix-it it's ticket
a warrant?
Warrant
is a warrant. Yeah, I guess he Jesus probably, Christ. The guy probably didn't, maybe he didn't.
That, and that's, I think, what it is.
He didn't
you
look
have a
that
warrant.
Far.
They don't look to see if it's a fix-it ticket, if
right.
it's
right. He just sees warrant and he's like, it's like go time. Yeah. Let's go.
But what's confusing to me is they knew you already when you were getting out of the car. Like, they were waiting for you. They're looking for you. Or you happen,
I had
they
expired,
ran your
I had expired tags.
Oh, and so they ran it
so
and they saw it.
They followed me into the gas station. I didn't realize it. I had expired tags. He ran the plate. Then it came up warrant, and it's just like criminal.
What did we learn from this, from both of your situations?
Register those fucking cars.
Have a license plate with good registration.
Yes.
Yeah, just like follow the fucking rules is what.
Yeah. Yeah, it was brutal.
Follow
and then,
the fucking rules.
Yeah, and then it got worse. Like, I was in the back. So then when he tells me tinted windows, I'm like, okay. So I start laughing. I'm like, so can I go? Like, clearly, I'm not going to jail for this, right? And he's like, we got to take you to jail. And I'm like, what do you mean you have to take me to jail? This is crazy. Come on. He's like, yeah. He's like, don't worry. It's no big deal, you know. And I'm like, it's no big deal. So now he's like, and he says, we're going to have to impound your car. And I'm like, oh, man, really? And so now a tow truck pulls up. And partner, now we're sitting there. Oh, and on the radio, it comes up and they say, officer needs assistance, Lucky Strike Bowling Alley. And I'm thinking, because we're right next to Lucky Strike. And I'm like, they needed assistance for this? Like, all of a sudden, his partner comes sprinting back to the car. He jumps in and shuts the door. We peel out. And I remember looking out the window and looking at this poor girl. It's like, it's her first day working for me. She's got tears in her eyes. She doesn't know what she's like. My boss is like, she has no clue that it's tinted windows. So she just knows like this fucking guy got pulled over.
Has a warrant.
He's got a warrant. And now he's going off in a cop car. Fucking sirens, guns blazing. So we go like halfway down the block and there was like a 5-on-5 like riot going on in front of Lucky Strike. There's already cops there, like with the fucking riot shields and shit. And I remember they open the door. One guy grabs a shotgun and he gets out and he looks at me and he goes, "Stay here, stay here. Where am I going? I'm fucking handcuffed. Where am I going?" And to your point of them being so tight. I had a watch on, and so when he, they're tight as can be, right?
Yeah.
But when he peeled out, it's like all my weight shifted back on my the cuff, and it tightened it even worse. Like it was like digging into the watch kind of thing. And all I could think is like, oh my God, I'm gonna die in the back of this car. Like I'm gonna get caught in the crossfire. This is how I'm gonna die today. It's literally what I'm thinking for 40 fucking minutes. I'm in the back of this car. I had to pee so bad. And they're like,
that's why it's plastic.
That's why it's plastic. You're right. Throwing up, peeing.
I guess that makes sense because
right.
Okay. Sorry, but no.
Well, they should have a VIP car for people like us. Yeah. You know? Shouldn't they be like,
for like
how do you join the.
We've got a VIP off of St. Rose Park.
Yeah, like,
VIP St. Rose Park. Where do you send the nice vehicle?
Yeah, like
an Uber
like
X or something.
Yeah, like Clear at the airport or TSA Pre. Can't we get some sort of.
No.
PD VIP
card? It was crazy.
Yeah.
I do remember. It's fucking uncomfortable. It's awful. I don't expect it to be comfortable.
Yeah, it's awful. So finally they come back, and then we go back to where my car is. Now my car is on a flatbed fucking tow truck, and Maurice Green is there because at least the girl had the presence of mind. She was like, she doesn't know what to do, so she's like, she texts Maurice, hey, John got arrested, whatever. So he comes... And Maurice Green is like, if you don't know who he is, what Michael Jordan is to basketball, what I shouldn't use Tiger Woods anymore, right? Is to go, but before Tiger's drama,
pre-drama
Tiger, Maurice was to track and field, like gotcha. Just like the top of the food chain, and like always impeccably dressed and classy.
He's the GOAT.
On this night,
I disagree with that.
What are you going to say? Who are you going to say? LeBron? What are you going to say now?
No, I just disagree with that analogy.
Why?
I think there was a very short window for him that he was.
Prior to Usain Bolt, Maurice was the guy.
No.
You're going to say Carl Lewis? Is that what you're going to say?
I was going to say Carl Lewis. I was going to say
Maurice faster than Carl Lewis.
Johnson.
Maurice, different event though. Johnson's a 200-meter guy, not a 100-meter.
Okay.
For the 100 meter, Maurice Greene's the GOAT.
But if you go...
No one run more sub 10 second 100 yards.
But if you go to most people...
I'm going
to
crush you on this one. No. Keep going.
If you go to most people...
Yeah.
And you say, do you know who Maurice Greene is?
Fair.
They're going to say no. Do you know who Carl Lewis is?
It's going to be the same answer.
Do you know who Carl Lewis is?
No.
No, she has no clue.
You know who Usain Bolt is?
No.
Right. And I was going to say same thing.
Either one? Both of them? Okay.
Whatever. Okay.
But if you ask more sports enthusiasts, you might have more accurate
answers. Okay, so here's what it's known for. So
was Carl Lewis on Dancing with the Stars? No. Was Maurice Greene? Yes. Because I put him there. Me.
But here, hang on a second. But so Maurice, there's a video and it's viral. So he's running 100 meter. And at the end of the race, he ran so fast that somebody came out with a fire extinguisher and lit his, and put his shoes on.
Okay.
That's.
Yeah. Yeah, Maurice Greene.
But if you were sitting next to Maurice Greene, I wouldn't know him.
Fine.
He said fine.
Here's the point I'm trying to make.
No, I'm just trying to make a point, too.
Okay, fine. Here's all I'm saying.
The cop surely didn't know who he was.
He's always impeccably dressed.
Okay.
For whatever reason, on bowling night,
he
chose to look like whatever. Gold chains and just... hats backwards, and I know it's not going to go well with this fucking gun-toting cop. Maurice's current wardrobe choice is not going to go over well with the guy in the driver's seat. So when we pull up, he gets out. Maurice starts wanting to talk to him. He thinks he's going to talk me out of it, whatever. And this guy's like, back up, and all that shit. And so I tell the partner, the nice guy who's still in the car with me, I said, do you know who Maurice Greene is? He goes, yeah. I said, that's him, and your partner's fucking nuts, and I can't have him end up sitting next to me in this fucking car. Can you please help? And he's like, we love Maurice Greene. He does our golf tournament every year. I'm like, well, can you go fucking tell your partner to chill the fuck out because he's ready to arrest Maurice. So he gets out, and I can't hear anything, but I can just see them talking, and they're laughing, and I'm like, oh, I'm getting out of this fucking car any minute. And, like, they're laughing, and he fucking shakes their hands, and I'm like, sweet. I'm like,
you're still in the car.
To get back in the car, and they're like, they drive. I'm like, wait, you forgot to let me out. He's like, no, you're going to jail tonight. I'm like, wait, what was all that fucking... The shake and the bro shake and the fucking fist bump. Like,
not for you.
That was like, I'm nice to meet you, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
He's like, don't worry, he's going to get you out. And like, it'll take like 3 or 4 hours. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. So then they say, or you could just spend the night and it'll be time served and you won't have to go to court for this. And I go, spend the night?
A sleepover makes you not have to go to court?
Yeah. It's time served. I'm like, I am not spending the night in jail. The one cop is like, don't be a pussy. That's what he tells me.
Don't be a pussy.
I'm like, dude, like, that's not going to happen. So he's like, all right, whatever. So then we get there, and then they cuff me. Did they cuff you to a bench when you first got there?
No, but the girl who I made friends with, she was cuffed to a bench for like 6 hours. Like,
oh,
something.
Wow.
She was in there longer than I was because it was like a domestic thing. So she had to, what was it, like a minimum 12 hour. I don't know.
Okay.
I learned a lot of terminology. Forgetting it now. But yeah, she was like handcuffed to a bench, writing her thing. And then they finally put her in the.
Okay.
To the point where she was like, why did they even do that to me?
Right.
Like, why did I have to sit there handcuffed to a chair?
So I got handcuffed to that bench. And there's two other guys handcuffed to the same bench. And, you know, they like to play the, so what are you in for? You know, and the guy's like, oh, I was trying to rob 7-Eleven. And then the other guy's like, what are you in for? And he's like, I got in a bar fight. And then they both look at me, what'd you do? And I was like, I had a tinted windows ticket that I didn't take care of, went to warrant. And they were like, looking at me, they're like,
there's the bitch. Like, we found the bitch.
Like, what?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was worried about when I was running all these scenarios through my head, because that came up at one point too with some of the other, like, kind of like more aggressive looking women in there, and they're all talking about, like, when they got back from court, like, what they did, and then they looked at me and I was like,
yeah,
oh fuck, like, I don't want to seem like this little like prima donna girl with with her nails done, like, just in here for a ticket that is being a little bitch about not wanting to drink the water kind of thing. But yeah, it was not fun.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget what that whole scene looked like to me, from like the guys screaming in those cells to, there was also another girl handcuffed to a bench who was obviously like coming down from drugs. She's projectile vomiting. They're trying to inject her with stuff. She's screaming. And I'm just standing there like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is insane. This is Scary.
And you're barefoot too, right?
They give you socks and sandals.
Okay.
But one of the cops was talking to me about like the mental health thing and how bad it's gotten. And we all know that as Americans at this point. But I think it is definitely even more overlooked than what we'd like to see or what we'd like to imagine. But he's like, it's just another day. I'm like, oh, God, this is hard to hear.
Yeah.
But
I was when I first went in, I was in a little holding tank all by myself with a phone. Just by myself. And the guy was like, dial 4 to get out. You can make as many calls as you want. Like, it's, I thought it was like one call, like in the movies or whatever. But he was like, you make as many calls as you want. But then, I didn't know any phone numbers. I could only call my buddy Andrew. And it was
tell them to call everyone.
Yeah, and it was like 11 o'clock at night. And I remember like 2 weeks before this, literally 2 weeks before this, we pulled up. I was with him and we pulled up to a 7-Eleven. And there was a payphone outside the 7-Eleven. And I was like, got a payphone. I'm like, if you're on a payphone in 2000, this is back in like 07 or whatever. I'm like, if you're on a payphone in 07, it means you've hit rock bottom, right? Or you're in jail. Like if you're on a payphone, like who uses payphones, you know? So I call and he doesn't answer because it probably comes up as a restricted number or whatever, you know? And then I call again and I call a third time and finally he answers the phone. He's like, hello. And I go, hey, it's me. And he's like, hey, what are you doing? And I just start cracking up. I cannot stop fucking laughing. I'm laughing so hard. And I'm like, I've hit rock bottom. He's like, wait, you're in jail? I'm like, yep. Fucking hilarious. And I had a little bracelet that said John Orlando County Jail. Did you have a little bracelet?
Or no,
you
just I just have card? That card.
We didn't get cards. I don't have any souvenirs. This is my gripe. And I wanted like my picture or something I was going to put.
My picture.
I wanted to hang it up.
If you did a mugshot, it's on record somewhere.
Still somewhere?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I tasked you to find it.
You can look my picture up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're in the system forever. You're in the system.
For what? A fucking fix-it ticket?
You get fingerprinted, you are in the system.
Yeah. Fingerprinting and mugshot are in forever. That's why, like, the Frank Sinatra, when he was young, that mugshot is so famous.
Right.
But it's in there forever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know George right now is on that computer looking for your mugshot.
Oh, my God. It'd be amazing if he found it.
Please pull it up.
Okay, yeah. We'll find it. We'll try to find it.
This is as good as I could
you
do
You found it? No, it's in L.A.
John, former inmate.
It's in L.A., but wait, it won't be John Orlando. It's going to be Cassavetes.
John.
Cassavitis.
You're not looking.
This is
John, former inmate Orlando. Yes.
For this episode, that's all
yes.
I can do.
I like it. Former I like inmate. It. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. So.
10 out of 10. Don't recommend.
Yeah. Don't.
One
recommend.
Star on Yelp.
George, have you ever had a run in with the law?
Yeah. Absolutely and I'm J O N. You know that, right, Ricky?
Hell
I'm
no.
J O N.
What does that mean?
That's his name.
It's Cass. Not J O H N or not Jonathan. So it's two A's and then two I's.
John J O N. It's not Jonathan. It's not John.
I-T-I-S. What is C? What?
And you'll probably find. Oh, here. This will make you feel better. I currently have a warrant.
For what?
During the pandemic, or actually pre-pandemic, I'm driving with Vanessa from L.A. to here.
Wait.
And I'm going 100.
I thought you got this one solved when you went to Barstow.
So did I. So
this is news to me now.
I went to pay in Barstow.
Right.
There. So I had to go to car. So I get pulled over going to like 100 and what was it, 112? Going to 112 or something like that?
More than that.
No, I think it was 112.
When maybe is it 121? Like isn't it a mistake?
I was going really fucking fast on the 15. And
in
I had
70.
Just.
When is it more than just a ticket and you're over 100?
It can be jail. It can be jail if they want to take you. And at the time, I had an Audi RS5.
Was it wrapped at this point?
It was wrapped.
Oh, fuck.
So I had turned it into the Action Junkies race car. So it said Action Junkies on it, and it had like it looked like a race car.
It had this it logo on the like side of the car.
But like with, and it had like sponsored, like the tire sponsored, and all. It looked like it was like promo. I thought, nobody cared. But
basically, all eyes are on it.
Yeah, all eyes are on it. And I had just said to Vanessa, like, God, it doesn't feel like we're going 100, does it? Like, I literally had just said that, and then like. And then I saw him off to the side of the road, the cop.
You're too late by that time.
I just pulled over. I didn't even let, I was like, he's going to get me. So let me try to kiss ass right now. So I saw him, like turn his, as I was passing, he was like way off, like on the dirt. you know, and I saw like he turned his just his headlights on, like he started his car, you know, and I just pulled over, and then he came up, you know, and I rolled the window down, and he's like, "Hi." He's like, "I guess you know why I stopped you." I said, "Yeah." I said, "In my defense, it's a fast car, you know?" And I said, "And it says Action Junkies on the door. I mean, what do you want from me?" You know? And he was laughing. And he's like, "I have the same exact car, actually. I get it, you know?" And I was like, "Ooh, like,
we got a connection here."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, this might be, you know. And he's like, "Do you have your license and everything?" I give him my license. And he's like, "Well, you're lucky you don't live in, this isn't a California license." And I was like, he said, "Because they really frown upon that kind of speed here." He still gave me a ticket. You know, but
maybe not as bad as it
yeah.
could have been.
So I went to court in Barstow, and the judge was, you know, you sit there in court. You didn't have to go, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to court or for anything?
No.
Okay. So you're in there with everyone. So it's like he's seeing all these cases. He's seeing domestic violence cases, you know, whatever it is, you know, and they go alphabetical. So I'm O. So I'm sitting there
forever
for a while, you know, and then finally he gets to me and he says, you know, state of California versus John Orlando, blah, 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 blah. And it says, so you were speeding. Oh, wow. He's like 112 and a 70. He's like, how do you plead? I said, well, guilty, Your Honor. You know, I said, in my defense, though, I host a podcast called Action Junkies. And I was just living up to my name, you know, driving, you know, got a real fast car. And so then he's like, okay, Mr. Action Junkie. He's like, well, I'm assuming you'd like, he says, I have to suspend your license for 7 days, or maybe it was 10 days. He says, I'm assuming you'd like to drive this car over the holidays, because this was right before Christmas. He's like, so I'm assuming that you'd like to drive the car for the holidays. Is that a fair assumption? And I said, that would be great. And he's like, okay, so we'll put this into effect January 3rd to the 13th. And you'll have to pay the fine of, I want to say it was like $900 or something. He says, is that fair? Is that fair? And I said, yeah, that's great. Thank you. And so then when I stood in line to pay, their system went down
or something.
And they couldn't take payment.
Wow.
So I'm like, so what do I do? And they're like, just mail it in. I'm like, okay. And then I never mailed it in. And then the pandemic happened and I was like, whatever, fuck it, you know. And then they actually called. San Bernardino County, I guess, called. Why? I have them. I still have the message.
Why don't you just go on the fucking online, pay the fucking thing?
So the lesson we have here from this podcast,
$300-$400
No,
I don't want to, but you know, I'm here. That's, you're okay here.
It's there. I feel here, like these here, are those things listen. You just forget.
Wait, sorry.
Messages for John Christopher Orlando. This is Ms. Alvarez with the County of San Bernardino. Please return my call. 9093.
Wow, they actually called you.
Reference number is 303-143-23.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't call back.
I was going to say, you didn't call back.
I mean, in my
defense, was that message? 2020?
October 19th, 21. Should I call back? I'll call her back. Maybe next week we'll call her on the show.
Because hope you don't get pulled over this week.
Yeah, that's why I had such
a slow... But you've been pulled over since.
Here. They don't care about there.
Wait.
Because California.
Okay. But if you have a warrant, it doesn't matter what state it's in.
I think unless it's federal.
They have to specifically look that up. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
Like,
where's Cole Meyer when you need him?
I know, right?
We have questions.
Yeah. If you have any legal questions, guys, just reach out to Las Vegas Legal Network. 844 lawyers. Anyway, yeah. So there you go. There's
wow,
my checker
I
pass.
Love that. Huh. I love. Well, I don't love that for you, but I think it's fucking crazy that happened at gunpoint and like you
gun
have to
point.
Get out on the ground and shit like that. Oh, because that would freak me out.
Yeah.
Like at least I was like asked to politely get out of the car.
Yeah. Sadly, it wasn't the first time I've had a gun pointed at me, so it didn't seem threatening.
Wow.
Wasn't there something about you didn't want to get on the ground too because of the clothes you had on?
No.
Okay.
I might have thought that, but
yeah.
Yeah. No.
When else did you have a gun pointed at you?
Oh boy. Oh.
Not good. Yeah. I had a little.
Your UNLV days?
No. I had a little trouble.
Oh, problem. Interesting.
Yeah.
We should have a podcast about that.
Yeah. I don't know if I've told that story on the... I don't think I have.
Even better.
I've only heard that story.
Fearless as Fuck podcast?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I haven't heard that story from you.
Oh.
I've heard it from your mother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I may or may not have had a little trouble with the mob at one point.
Yeah, we should... Oh, yeah. I think we actually might have talked about having a podcast about this. Because like my dad was all like...
Yeah.
And I don't know too much about it, but I do know that there was some interesting things that happened.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Well,
what are you going to do?
We didn't find John at the bottom of Lake Mead.
No. You didn't see me washing up on shore.
No.
Yeah. So that was, that's my deal. Yeah.
Have you been to jail?
Never been arrested.
Let's get you arrested this month. So
just for shits and giggles? Might as well.
Yeah.
You know.
If you get arrested and you tell it on the show, she'll let you sit in that chair.
Whoa,
how's that?
Well, yes. There you go.
So if I had just sent this to you with no explanation, what would your first guess be?
Traffic, exactly what it was.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, what else could it be for you?
I don't know.
I would have thought, oh, you got a speeding ticket or something, you never fixed it, and you got pulled over, and then they took you to jail. That's what I would have thought it was.
Oh, speak of the devil.
Yeah. That's really what we're just telling old stories about getting arrested and shit, Gio. Yeah, you remember those good old days, you know? Yeah. I mean, not him getting arrested, but me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had a few friends that were like,
Gio is the perfect human. He doesn't do... Wait, have you? No.
Have you ever had handcuffs on you by a cop?
On the side of the road on Sunset. Yes. Yeah, you got pulled out of a limo. I know the deal. I know your history. It's all over town. All right.
But you asked that question. Knowing you, just the fitness and the health stuff, I would, I would say it was something stupid.
Yeah, no one knew what to say. They're like, did you get a DUI? You don't even drink.
What I love about you, though, is that you're willing to talk about it. And that you're willing to show the fucking photo.
You know why, though?
This is
gangster. You're a gangster.
No. She's fearless as fuck.
She is. You are. You live up to your name. I like that. You have no problem just being you.
And what did Oliver say about all this? What was his reaction?
I had just gotten him his first pup cup, and he was like having the best morning ever. And Ricky came to get the car, and he did say like when he got back in the car, Oliver kind of looked around like, where is she? Like, what's happening?
All right. Well, this was fun. Have you been diligently putting out Fearless as Fuck podcasts?
Monday, it relaunches and it'll be on every Monday.
Fucking week.
Yes. Every week. I have my show coming up. So that week. Great. It's going great. I just working in the industry out here has really I think that was also part of the reason why I wasn't feeling so like motivated and great leading up to this like big epiphany I've had after going to jail. But I've been so exhausted just getting used to a new schedule.
Yeah.
But besides that, everything's great. It was just it's been a different prep. It's been
a
lot harder.
You took a second job too, right?
I have two industry jobs. I took two new jobs.
Wow. Oh, sweet. Are you at the, you not want to say?
No, I'm doing bottle service at Jewel, and then I bartend at Ilia Day Club.
Oh, that's funny because I saw you post Ilia, and I thought, oh, are you, you're back over there? I was so confused.
I never left.
Oh, you never left?
Yeah, I never left. Okay. I just wasn't, because I wasn't sure. I wanted to feel it out, but it's...
Got it.
I'm only working like one day at the day club now. I give up a lot of my shifts because that's just way too fucking much. But I've never done a prep this busy before, so it was like, It's been a lot, but I feel great. But yeah, once the show's over, even more so focused, but I told myself that's not an excuse, and I have a backup episode for that week, and so it'll be up every week. Right. And that was... Another thing, that was actually one of the main things that I was thinking about when I was in there too, because I'm like, I have so much time that I could be doing something with. And I'm like, Christina, you have enough time. Why aren't you utilizing it?
You had
I mean,
12
yes,
hours.
I'm,
you
yes,
had
12 I'm busy,
hours.
But yes, I'm busy in normal life, but I'm still not busy enough where I can't focus on the things that I'm passionate about, even if they're not making me money. Right. And that's one of the big things I thought about in there. Cause I'm like, was consuming myself with working at all these bars to try and hustle because I felt like I needed to. And I'm like, why don't I just focus on pouring myself back into the things that I need to long-term that I want to foresee growing.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of thoughts about that.
And it's interesting because we were just talking about podcasts and different things, and they're things of love. You know,
it's labor of love.
Excuse me. Yeah. And that, money and that'll all come later.
Yeah. You know, sooner or later it comes.
Yeah. It's not like what was your analogy you said? It's not like you can open a restaurant.
Yeah. I said, you know, yeah, cause that's the thing. It's like whenever we try to, because we're trying to launch more shows, you know, and a lot of people, it's like they want to get paid. Like when we start looking for hosts, you know, and I get it. You're spending time on something, so you want to get paid. I get the logic behind that. But, you know, it's like it doesn't always work that way. You have to look at a podcast as a new business. You have to feed it. I'm like, it's like I'd love to open a restaurant, but I'm only going to do it unless I know dinner's sold out. Like, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
Right? It doesn't work that way. You have to build it.
By the way, you owe me money.
But that's, you owe me money for this one.
For what now? Oh, for this one.
For this one.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
last thing, your friend from jail. Did you exchange numbers?
Yes. We actually want to do a podcast.
I love it because I love the fact that at some point you guys will be good friends. You'll be out socially somewhere and they're going to go, so how did you two meet? And you're going to go in jail.
We met in jail.
That's good stuff.
But yeah.
And maybe you'll have us on the show at some point. Yes. We've been talking about this forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's schedule it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Be sure to watch Fearless as Fuck. Or listen to Fearless as Fuck. It's wherever you find podcasts. And clearly you found us. So you already know how to find us. That's all I got, George. I don't know how you do your thing that you do with the thing. Yeah.